Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Muzak for The Observant. My name's Nick. We're going to be listening to some new stuff from the playlist, but first, Husker Du.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah. Explosion! There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at CITR. So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9. What we just heard was something called Archangel's Thunderbird. UBC, yeah, but anyway, it's by a band called Amon Duel 2. It's not new, it's from the 1970s. It's a German, I guess you call it a krautrock band. Krautrock is sort of synonymous with progressive rock and all that, but they're kind of like the, I guess you'd say the black, not black sheep, they're just kind of an underrated, but also a cult favorite of that kind of that scene, I guess. I like them a lot. That was from an album called Yeti. I think it's their classic album, apparently. Yeah, they got a lot. They have a lot of good songs. Some are amazing, and some are really hard to listen to. It's kind of this spastic, untamed, wild krautrock. Kind of a bit harder to listen to than stuff like Can, even. But yeah, if you like that kind of stuff, definitely worth a listen. Before that, we listened to Pixel. It's a Norwegian jazz quartet, and we recently just got it in. It's pretty cool. It's kind of it's accessible in some ways and kind of jarring in others. Like, that track was called Nothing Beats Reality. It's interesting because it's got, you know, it's got a kind of groovy beat, and then there's elements of like this singing parts, and it's kind of this atmospheric singing over top, and it's a bit unusual for jazz, especially the jazz that's really influenced by, which is more like hard bop stuff. But so it has that kind of easy listening quality, but then there's this zany kind of Eric Dolphy like solo over top of it, which is a kind of takes a left turn from the track, from you know, what was going on before. But it's pretty cool. Before that was the Ruby Plumes with a song called Happy Home, also something new here. That's pretty neat. And before that, Husker Du with Charter Trips from the classic album Zen Arcade. One of my favorite albums, changed my life, I'd say, to put it lightly. Not their best album, personally, but who wants to hear me do that rant again? We're going to move on to a group called Sheer Agony, who we just got their 7-inch in. I honestly find this music, it's kind of annoying, but also catchy. So let's listen to it.
Be on. just draw some roses on a pretty piece of paper with my red Sabilo pencil. Halfway through, I feel so much better. I imagine happiness, and it runs right to me. Such amazing beauty. You don't have to cut up no roses. Please just leave them living. Got my pencil, got pretty paper. Please don't worry, we're forgiving. 'Cause I have found just the perfect.
Thank you. Timeless Media Incorporated presents Time Bomb, performing on December 10th at the Fortune Sound Club to promote his new album, Chunch. Time Bomb's explosive introduction into the music scene will be underway at one of Vancouver's most electrifying hip-hop shows ever, with guest performances from Waka Flocka Brick Squad's own YG Hootie, Larry June, SD from Chief Keef's GBE, and Ill Chris. This will be a night to remember. Doors open at 9 p.m. The show is 19+, and tickets are available online at fortunesoundclub.com.
Late Night Show is the start of the weekend. We play all types of D&D or jungle for the first half of the show. On the second half of the show, it gives you that irritating noise that you just don't want to hear it. Or it could be some ambient sounds that might drift off and or fall asleep in the moment of life. Or it could be some new age that you just heard on most stations, but even better. Or it could be that this music has no beat or drums in that music. Either way, tune into the Late Night Show, now broadcasting on Saturday mornings at 12:30 a.m. right after the Medicine Show, also hosted by new DJ Rain and Jason Lawrence. If you happen to hear us around the world, you can always check us out at CITR.ca.
Thank you.
This is Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. That was a track called Tangling by a band called Traces. I guess it's shoegaze. I don't know what else you'd call it. But it's pretty decent. They're from Montreal, and they had an EP that just came out a while ago. Before that was Aurora Borealis by the Meat Puppets from Meat Puppets 2. A really great instrumental track, and I think testament to how Kurt Kirkwood is a very underrated guitar player. And I really like the Meat Puppets a lot. It's another SSD band. Vague theme going on. Before that was kind of a very modern composition by Kazim Nakvi. It's from an album called Preamble. It's called Children of the Drawer. So, I don't know. We've listened to some new music, listened to some old music. It's been a lot of fun. Next week may be fun as well. Not sure. Anyway, coming up next is Astro Talk with Marco. If he shows up, I'm not sure. Last time I said he was coming, and I guess he was off, so I messed up there. So sorry. Anyway, we'll see you around. Thanks a lot.